William stayed next door. Uncle Chet stayed across the street. One of the singers that you might know grew up in this apartment complex, and her name is Lady Sunshine.
Lolitha O'Day, her brother Willie James Wilson, and their four siblings grew up in the Park Ridge development on Ypsilanti's south side. The family moved in the late 1950s. Wilson says Park Ridge was a great place to be.
Actually, the projects were like a paradise. You know what I'm saying? Close-knit community. All of the neighbors spoke to each other. Actually, we barbecued. If you was in this, like the block that we living in now, you know what I'm saying? You know, 531 First Court on up. We used to barbecue with each other. We used to play out in the back. You know what I'm saying? It was just close-knit.
Park Ridge Homes was built in 1943 as war housing for African-American workers at the Willow Run bomber plant. It was in response to a shortage of housing for workers. And really is representational of a failure of integration.
That's Zach Fosler, director of the Ypsilanti Housing Commission. He's in charge of leading the renovation of the city's three historic Southside housing developments. Park Ridge is the last to face the wrecking ball.
So Ypsilanti has undertaken a large redevelopment of all of its properties on the Ypsilanti Housing Commission. We are participating in what they call the RAD program. It stands for Rental Assistance Demonstration. It's a HUD program. What it allows is the conversion of public housing over to a different model, which is essentially allows us to apply for financing that we could never apply for before. So we are using low-income housing tax credits, which are obtained through the state, to provide equity for large-scale redevelopment. And so we are, in this case for Park Ridge, knocking down 80 units and rebuilding 86 brand new units.
But Park Ridge isn't just four walls and a roof to residents like O'Day and Wilson. This is home, and the history of their family is intangibly printed into the kitchen's linoleum tile and the concrete of the front stoop. From their point of view, the redevelopment of Park Ridge is bittersweet.
This is my projects. These are my projects. I love these projects. And yeah, I'm going to be upset, and I might even cry when I see them tear them down, because this is where I was born at, raised at. Then I brought my kids back to show them this is where I came from.
And that right there is the only tragedy, really, because we won't be able to come back to this area. And we do come back, it's going to be changed. It's going to be different. It's not going to be the same. And I know change is better, you know what I'm saying? You know, but this place right here should never have to leave. It should be here. It should be like Ypsilanti's little gym.
O'Day and Wilson's main concern is if they and other residents of Park Ridge will be able to return. Fosler says Ypsilanti is taking that concern seriously.
That was one of the initial, the biggest questions that residents had when we first told them about this project that we were going to undertake back in 2013 when this all started, was what about relocation and where are we going to end up? And so that's something that we've been very, very conscious of. We have already done one project that we're in the midst of right now, which is Strong Future Housing. And that project, we have successfully relocated people temporarily while we're working on the project. In this case, all residents have the right to return. It's a staple of the RAD program from HUD. And so any resident that's in compliance with their lease has the right to come back to the site.
By April of this year, O'Day and her children will leave the Park Ridge she's known all her life. She says even though the projects haven't always been an easy place to live, she's going to miss it.
Because I do have a lot of history here. And a lot of my family, they do love coming to the projects.
For 89.1 WEMU News, I'm Amanda LeClaire.